it's you. I just didn't think that you would be here. You're never at our, like, friend gatherings. I don't know. When I am. Yeah. It's like you hear I'm coming, and then you just don't show up. You never respond to the group text after I do. I mean, it's not like I care. I don't care. Why would I care? I don't even notice half the time. I'm just saying, I'm surprised that you're here. Whatever. No, I don't do that. No. I'm nice. I'm so nice. I'm like the nicest person you know. Whatever. So when's everybody else showing up? Okay. And you didn't think to let me know that nobody else is here or gonna be here? Because you hate me. I told you. Why would you want me to come if it's only me? You only tolerate me because we have, like, mutual friends or something. Okay, I don't believe you, but whatever. So whatever, do you want to go, like, still see the movie or something? No, it's not going to be, like, a date then. I don't want to date you, and you don't want to date me. This is not tsundere, this is just bitchy. And can you hear my cat in the background? She's kind of messing it up. Anyways, it needs to be tsundere. It doesn't need to be a bitch. I don't need to be a bitch. I need to have, like, high defenses. But not outwardly bitchy like that. That was way too bitchy. I'm so sorry. My cat's meowing anyways. So let's see. It needs to be shy. I can't say that you hate me. Because that's controlling and kind of manipulative and weird. It's not exactly what I want to go for. Oh, gosh. So, what if it was like... What if it was more so... But it doesn't need to be shy, because it still needs to be tsundere. Whereas to, like, you think I hate you. And I don't. I actually really like you, but I'm kind of shy and I don't want you to know. So it would be something like, oh, hi, I didn't think you were going to be here. I thought it was going to be like a bunch of people. Where is everybody? Yeah, because I, like, want to see them too. I don't want to just see you. Yeah. Why would I just want to see you? I mean, I'm friends with everybody. You're not anything special. It's all a group thing. Really? It's just going to be us? And I don't care. I mean, I would rather it wasn't just us, because I really like our friends, and I don't know, you can be kind of annoying sometimes on one-on-one. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, it's fine. Do you want to go to the movie still? No, it's not going to be like a date. No, we wouldn't date, because I don't like you like that. don't know, I don't want to change plans. And it looked like a good movie and everything. So let's just still go. I think that's better. That might still be a little bitchy. Ooh. Yeah, that might still be a little bitchy, but it's better. It's better. It's better. Okay, do you think we can make that even better? Let's try. Okay, so the plan. We're going to a movie. I'm Sundere. I open the door. You're there. Oh my God, it's just you. Like, I'm secretly thrilled about this. Obviously, I'm thrilled about this because I want to spend alone time with you, but I can't let you know that I want to spend alone time with you because I'm Sundere, and that would be admitting something and opening myself up to rejection, which I would absolutely never do. It's such a hard line for me to cross, like a line, hard string for me to tightrope. It's a hard rope for me to tightrope. It's one of those things. It's hard for me to walk that line. It's really hard. I find it very challenging. I'm curious if everybody else who does like ASMR stuff finds Sundere the most challenging, or if they find like Yandere challenging. Okay, let's get back into it. Okay. Hey. Oh, hey. Where is everybody else? Oh, it's just you? That's sad, I guess. Well, 'cause I like everybody. No. Wait, do I like everybody? Oh my God. Okay. No. We can do this. Sundere. I don't watch anime. So I don't like have a lot of characters to draw on. So it's something I struggle with. Okay, we can do this. Hey. Where is everybody? It's not just gonna be us, is it? Yeah, I mean, it's like a date now if it's just us, right? Well, I don't want to go on a date, is what I'm saying. And if it's just us that go, then it would be like we're going on a date. But I did really want to see that movie. I'm getting closer. This is what it sounds like when I'm kind of like improvising and it's not going great. If you don't know, a lot of the stuff I do on my paid and monetized platforms are original things. Either I script it myself or I improv it myself. I've got some things that I do other people's scripts on, but on my paid platforms, it's all original stuff. And I like to do both. I like to write scripts and I like to improv. And I just finished improving something off of some like brief notes and requests. But this one isn't going so well. I think my cat constantly interrupting is not helping. But it seems that we have fallen into another sort of content, which is behind the scenes, work alongside me content. Bada bing, bada boom, 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 boom. I think I said bitch maybe too much in the beginning for this to be that, but we'll see what happens. So let's see. I've got this tsundere character that I want to create. I want to create her because I haven't done tsundere in a while. And a lot of people like it. But you can see how much I struggle with it. Because I'm a very, like, I would hurt my own feelings so badly if I talked this way to somebody. It's so like, oh, it's so wrong in my heart to let somebody think and try and mislead somebody to think I don't like them when I actually like them. That's something I would never do. It's just not in my soul to do that. I'm much more likely to, if I like somebody, obviously, to tell them than try and like flip it and make them think I don't like them. But I need to like get out of that headspace. I need to get out of my own head and get into the head of somebody who is so terrified of being hurt that she'll reject you first. She'll reject you right away. But reject in a way that is not negative to listen to is the hard part. Because the first one I got, she was mean. She was mean. And then it got too soft, I think, but then too mean. So I need to reject you in a way that's not terrible to listen to, because nobody wants to listen to, like, being told that they suck, right? Some people do, but that's not what this audio is. This audio specifically is not that. It's, oh my god, my cat is losing her gosh darn mind outside my door. Not outside, just outside my door. I close the door when I record, and normally she'll let me do it for a while, and now she's just crying outside my door because she doesn't want the door closed, but she meows when the door is open, and then obviously I have to edit that out too. And I can try and wait until she stops, but it doesn't, she just comes back when she hears me talk, so sometimes just talking until she gives up works. Okay, so this tsundere character, why would somebody want to listen to it? Let's see. I think that's the heart I need to get to. Somebody would want to listen to it for the confession, for the reveal, for the, oh my gosh, she wants me. She wants to date me. She wants to do that with me. Like, she wants that. She actually wants it. That's why people would watch it. So I need to lead up to that as my goal, that reveal being the moment why somebody would want to listen to it. So the beginning has to be shy in a way, hurt in a way, scared, uncertain, very uneven, like she's on uneven ground, she's on unsteady ground. So, and I wanted to set this up as like the listeners and the speaker's friends, set them up because they know they're good for each other, they know they're perfect for each other, they know they each have a crush on each other, and they never say it outside this one scenario that they have perfectly set up for them, and it is making them go to the movies with each other. And actually having them be alone together because they've never been alone together. Or maybe they have been alone together, but it's been very, very little spots. And what I'll have to do is, because my character is so like unable to confront her feelings and unable to talk about them, it's the listener character that has to drive that dialogue, which is really hard to do one-sided. Which is why this would make a better script, but I'm going to improv it. Darn it. Okay, we've talked through that. My process. Ooh. Okay. So, door opens. Oh my god, it's just the listener. Where's everybody else? What's going on? Did they tell you? I thought they were going to be here. Okay. scene. Oh. Where's everybody else? No, it's just like this was supposed to be a movie night, right? Two people doesn't make a movie night. Especially the two of us. No, it's just like we've never hung out together, just the two of us. It's our friendship doesn't like that. My God, my cat. My cat. I was getting there though. I was getting there. Okay. I'm gonna talk to her. I'm gonna tell her she's gotta be quiet. I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna record this gosh darn thing, and you're gonna hear it when it comes out, and you're gonna love it, and you're gonna be like, oh my God, Dungaree's worked so freaking hard on this and her cat didn't want her to do it, and you're gonna tell me how much you like it and how good of a tsundere I am. Unless I'm terrible, then you will give me tips and try not to embarrass me on how bad of a tsundere I am. Okay. Goodbye.